Manfred finally felt someone coming for Agnes, and it was lucky he'd done some research because it helped him identify the spirit.
Donnie says he'll see you in the blue hereafter. Excuse me, but there's someone here to see Agnes.
Wide-eyed, Agnes took Linda's place. Linda seemed content to move back to another chair, and she seemed at peace with the message she'd received, too.
Agnes, it's Anna. Do you know an Anna?
Anna! Anna, what do you want to tell me? Are you happy? Are you in heaven?
It's beautiful. Agnes, Mama's ring. It's in the sewing machine.
Manfred shook his head, puzzled. But that was what Anna was saying.
It's in the button box. Does that make sense?
Evidently it did. Agnes didn't wait to see if Anna had any other words for her. She was on her feet and hurrying into the next room, trailing exclamations like scarves behind her. There were sounds of vigorous rummaging. While Manfred and Linda waited, two tears slid down Linda's cheeks, and she blotted them hastily on a napkin.
Thank you.
A second later, Agnes burst back into the kitchen, carrying an ancient dark blue metal tin that had once held King Leo, whatever that was. She spilled the contents out on the table.
Wow.
There were buttons of every description imaginable on the table, many of them far older than he was. Some were metal, some covered in velvet, some were carved wood, some modern plastic. Agnes bent over them and began stirring them with an urgent finger.
There it is.
Sure enough, a pearl ring lay jumbled in with the buttons.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Manfred was feeling pretty damn proud of himself. A genuine, tangible result of his work. This didn't happen often. Agnes, the ring on her little finger, was turning it this way and that, exulting. Impulsively, she took Manfred's hand and Linda's.
What a wonderful day this is!
But the link between the three of them flung Manfred back into the realm of spirits, and he was abruptly confronted with his grandmother. Seeing Zilda again, as a spirit, was almost unbearable. She wasn't in color, which was very strange. He could only imagine the red of her hair, which was being whipped around her head. A wind was battering at her. Soon it would rip her away. Zilda was desperate to tell him something. She reached out as if she were trying to physically grab his shoulders so she could hold on long enough to deliver her message.
Watch out! Watch out! Get away from the crossroad! It's waking up!
And then she was gone, and the kitchen was silent, and both Linda and Agnes were looking at him with alarm.